Joining us is, it's a pleasure to have her here with me, and that is Amy G., who starts her 10th year of being the Giants in-game TV reporter on CSN Bay Area. Quite a milestone, and she started her career, and I know you told me the story behind the camera as a producer.
Yeah.
But your new book is out in the Smarty Marty series. Smarty Marty steps up her game, and I love the name of, you know, that.
I do love it.
It officially launches, I want to give everyone this information that Amy's going to talk about, April 8th. With an event at Copperfield Books in Petaluma. So the other books have been terrific. They're best-selling. Smarty Marty's Got Game, Smarty Marty's Official Game Day Scorebook, and sometime we'll have the life story of Marty Lurie. I'm waiting for that. But all the books are based on...
I'll write that for you. Do you want to strike a deal?
We will do that. All of the... Get Kathy Jacobson to promote it. All of the books are based around Amy's love of baseball and the art of scoring a game. So nice to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. So tell us about the... This is the third book out now. This is a lot of fun that you've done, and tell us about the new one.
Well, I wrote it last season, in, you know, before games started and after games finished. I was kind of cranking away at the chapters. It's 9 chapters, appropriately for baseball, and it's what it is. It's a step up for me because I went from a picture book, which was Smarty Marty's Got Game, that came out in 2013. Smarty Marty steps up her game as a chapter book. So we're aging Marty. She's 10 now,
okay.
And she faces some challenges, and she has a nemesis, and we're really trying to. Educate people about scoring the game is the underlying tone always, but this is also about things that kids are facing, and girls especially. You know, mm-hmm. How do you find your place in a situation that some people don't think you belong? So that's kind of the context of the story, and she gets a crack at announcing a game. So it's pretty fun. It was really fun for me to write.
Well, and look at your story. And I know it's an inspiration to many young women, young girls around the country who listen to you and see you on TV. But tell us your story just a little bit. It wasn't that simple for you breaking into this thing.
No, I think, you know, this generation of female in-game reporter, we're seeing some women now calling the game, Jessica Mendoza.
Yeah.
We're, you know, in a sense, trailblazing this position. Of course, there were so many women before me, female sports writers that trailblazed, that made it so much easier for me to be able to do what I'm doing. But as a young girl, you know, 10 years old, like my character is, I didn't have anybody doing what I do. I didn't have anybody to say, oh, I want to do that someday. So I feel really good about, you know, where I'm at, where other women that are doing what I do, especially, you know, I'm very close with the other women who work in the NL West, with Alana Rizzo, Jenny Kavnar, that we're trying to make a statement, and we love baseball just as much as anybody else. That is always an even
yeah.
playing field, you know, how much you love the game. So it's been fun. I'm trying to enjoy the ride.
Well, you have, and you do, but you have to enjoy the passion of the game. We sit here, we're looking out for fans. We'll have a picture on Twitter or Instagram of Amy and myself. But sitting here just looking out at the green grass and the grounds crew watering down the field and the flag blowing in the background, the mountains, and knowing that a baseball game is coming up with
yeah.
Jeff Samardzija pitching today, and who knows what the story's going to be. There's that anticipation every day
yes.
about baseball.
Yeah, it's always fun. You don't know what stories are going to unfold and
sorry.
Who's going to step up and be the hero of the game. That's one of my most favorite parts of my job is who would I interview after a game if the Giants win? And it always changes, and that's always fun when you get to ask the guys, like, you know, I could interview any of you at any time, and that obviously is a chemistry that the Giants have had the past, you know, seasons when they've won 3 and out of 5 years. So it's just really a special time with the Giants, and I really try and step back and appreciate the time frame that I've been able to cover baseball and the team that I've been able to cover.
Well, that's great.
It's
this is
special.
My 20th season, seriously, of
yeah.
talking baseball. You know, I started in 1998 with right off the bat.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, for you to do it as many years as you have and, you know, to do it on our own pretty much because we work on our own
yes.
a lot. It is something to be proud of, and I know you are, and I am as well.
Yeah, one of my favorite questions from fans is, do they tell you what to say after the game? No.
No, they don't. Well, that's why, you know, people ask me the question, how do you get on the air for 3 hours of a pregame and all this stuff? I say, look, the game tells the story.
And you're talking about something you love.
Exactly, yeah. And the anticipation of what we'll have Stephen Okert on today, who's had a good camp, Jared Jared Parker's had a good camp. We had Michael Morse on earlier.
Isn't it great that he's back?
I'll tell you something. And just to listen to him talk about baseball and his role, which it may be on the team, that he has his telepathic relationship with Bochy.
Yeah.
And he knows he's the one bullet.
Yeah.
He knows it. And he's ready. I'm telling you, I hope he makes this team. I really do. I think he can help.
A very good case.
I think he can help.
I
think he can really help.
He has that, you know, they don't have PV anymore, and they're losing that energy, that, you know, outward energy where he's not afraid to be excited and show it. They have so much leadership on the team, but it's a lot of quiet leadership, and Morris brings that, you know, voluminous that he just takes up a room.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it is quiet leadership. How are you enjoying the WBC as long as you bring up the quiet leaders?
I mean, it's been fascinating to see the fan reaction to the WBC this season. And obviously with Brandon Crawford and Buster Posey in it, I'm a little more interested because it has some effect on what I do going forward. But it's been fabulous. It's just they've raised up the level of play, and to watch literally the world unite over a game is something I feel is very needed right now.
Yeah, it is.
I
thought about that, too, watching the fans and how baseball cuts across all sorts of lines, and you don't ask who you voted for.
Nope.
You don't ask any questions.
You just like
come
baseball.
To watch the game.
Yep.
You do.
And you appreciate how they play.
Wow. The book is available now at the Giants Dugout Store, Amazon, and your favorite bookstore. And, Amy, a portion of each sale benefits the Junior Giants. So, Smarty Marty is grandma, right?
So, Marty, yeah, that was my grandmother. Her name was Martha, and so Marty for her. And so, but the character is really a combination of all the female influences of baseball I had growing up. So, biggest one was my grandmother, who was a huge Dodgers fan, loved Vin Scully, and they lived in Los Angeles. But it was always on when we would go down to visit in the summers. She always had the game on, whether it was the radio or the TV. And I never thought about it, that my grandmother was the huge fan, until I got older and realized that generation, especially, it wasn't very vocalized as a woman to be a huge baseball fan. And she could sit and talk strategy with the best of them. And we did. When I started covering the Giants, we would talk, you know, several times a week, and she'd ask me all kinds of questions about, why did Bruce Bochy do this? Why is Pablo Sandoval doing this? And it was great because it was a female that was absolutely confident about what the game was about. So that is in Marty, that confidence.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, and then just being a girl that knows everything about baseball, I just think it's an important message to throw out there that, you know, again, the even playing field.
Absolutely. Yeah, great. I'm glad you do it. And the biggest challenge for you doing this, how do you come up with the stories?
Right now, I'm able to take quite a bit out of my own life to use as fodder and inspiration. I'm not sure where we're going next with her.
Okay.
So that's,
she's going to be about 14.
Well,
you better lock the doors.
I know. My dad and I have had a lot of fun coming up with potential titles.
Yeah.
But that's the next challenge. Is this is going to be a 3-book series. So we're hoping to probably do like 10. 12, 14 years old,
right,
so that we can get into the teen bracket and I can keep up with my kids, because I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, and writing this keeps me very up to date as to what they're into.
Trust me, get ready. Get ready. Mom, you think they should bunt? I'm sorry, you don't know anything. Get ready. Here it comes. That's the teenage years. All right. Great to have you on.
Thank you,
congratulations,
Marty.
On everything. Anything else you want to mention about it?
No, just I hope people enjoy it and by lots of them.
So Smarty Marty steps up her game.
Yes.
By Amy G. Okay, thanks for coming on, and I love looking at this stuff.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.